Welcome back, friends, to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and we are continuing our series on showing up into the world as your best authentic self. And in today's series, you're going to hear from my friend, Kristen Lawton, and all about like showing up with your brand and being authentic with who you are and how you create your business brand model. And let me tell you a little bit about Kristen. This is so fun. I love, love, love her bio. So if you're ready to grow your brand and get a handle on your marketing once and for all without a ton of work, then you need Kristen Lawton behind the bar with you. As a chief brand mixologist from the District Brand Bar, Kristen uses her decades of experience directing marketing and branding strategies to help small business owners see results for their bottom line. She distills down an otherwise time-consuming process into a simple-to-implement tailored brand recipe. Her work with businesses and solo entrepreneurs gets results. Her action plans get you organized to effectively share compelling content and engage with your customers online, driving traffic to meet your revenue goals. When not boosting engagement on Instagram, you'll find her behind her home bar creating a new cocktail or embracing her adventurous spirit in and around Washington, D.C. with a new restaurant, new travel destination, or a new hike. Get ready, you guys. You're going to love this conversation with Kristen as we dive into using some of your hobbies, like for Kristen, it's mixing up great cocktails, into your business personality. So enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and we are in a series of working with some other experts on how to show up as your, what I call your authentic best self. And today we are being joined by Kristen from District Brand Bar, and she is a marketing specialist. And let her tell a little bit about what she does and what her expertise, where her expertise lies. So welcome back, because Kristen has been on the show before. Welcome back to the podcast, Kristen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
It's my pleasure. I was looking forward to today's conversation. If you want to share with the listeners just a little bit about who you are and how you got to this place in business and a little bit about what you offer in your business.
Sure. So I call myself the chief brand mixologist at the District Brand Bar, because when you own your company, you get to name your title. So I help new and young brands craft their unique brand recipe and then really figure out a marketing strategy to target their ideal audience. And I do it with some fun cocktails or mocktails on the side. I live in DC and I've worked in the nonprofit and other sort of agency space for the past 15 years and got out of that a year ago and just knew that I wanted to sort of shift to help new businesses with their marketing. We went through a major brand relaunch in my old job and I just sort of loved rethinking how you communicate yourself and your brand to the world and sort of making branding and marketing much more integrated. I think a lot of people, they get their brand, their logo done, and they have some like key messages and they have the pretty website. And then they sort of just set the brand aside and move on and do some marketing stuff. But they kind of forget to go back and say, okay, I created this brand that is true to me and has sort of figured out who my audience is and everything. And then they just sort of like get busy in the day-to-day. So I like to integrate the marketing and branding and making sure that people are able to stay true to themselves as they sort of continue in that day-to-day engaging with their audience.
I love all of that. And if you have not yet followed Kristen, I will share her Instagram link in the show notes, but you have to follow her. She has so many fun posts. And I think that's how we actually met. We bonded for virtual cocktails.
Exactly.
Maybe over bourbon. I don't really remember.
I think it was, you know, I like to, everyone has their unique spin on things. And I try and take it from sort of a cocktail perspective, not in everything, but it's a hobby of mine to make and enjoy cocktails on the side. So I make it a little fun.
Mm-hmm. Which truly is how we need to show up as our best authentic selves, because that's your brand. Like, you so stand out from the crowd because you took something that you're passionate about, something you already have fun with, something you enjoy, and you made it your own. And I love that about what you've done. So let's talk a little bit about that, how others, like, I guess, first of all, how did you even decide on that? Like, it is such a unique spin. So where
did it come from?
Or how did you decide, like, this is it? This, you know, was it an aha? Was it, did you ease into it? What did that look like?
It was a bit, coming up with the name was certainly an aha that it, like, it all came together, because I knew I wanted something with like DC in there, because I just love my city, even though I work nationally and I'm not, you know, partial to working with people in DC. I just, you know, it is something that I am passionate about and I enjoy sort of everything about my city. And then it's like coming up with, okay, well, everyone, all of my friends and everyone I work with, they know me for my cocktails on my personal Instagram. I'm posting cocktails. And so I did just have this aha. I think one day I was trying to think of, like, you know, when you do branding or marketing, you know, you are about crafting sort of this unique recipe. And I was like, oh yes, this is what I can do. And it was a bit of an aha. And it just felt so right, because when you do have your work aligned with your personal, and I've always been someone that sort of melds the both. I'm not the kind of person that has the brain that sort of separates work from business. It all sort of is together. It just feels right. And it also makes marketing and pushing out content so much easier when it's something you enjoy.
I love that. And I want to talk deeper into that in a minute. Mm-hmm. Before we jump into how others can maybe get to that point, what are some mistakes? You already kind of mentioned one where they kind of forget their brand when they start.
Yeah.
So what are other mistakes you see people make?
Totally. I mean, I feel like imposter syndrome is like the it word right now, but it is true. And I think people see someone with like this very polished Instagram feed, for instance, with like lots of pretty quotes and, you know, squiggly calligraphy font. And that's not really them, but they feel like that's what they need to do. So they post all of these quotes with not a lot of like personal story behind it or anything meaningful. And so it just feels flat, and that you're just kind of like copying what others are doing just to get followers. And what ends up happening is that you may get followers at the start, but then they realize there's nothing behind that account and you'll lose them, and or they're not going to be engaging with you. So, I mean, I think it's just copying what you think other people, you know, would like, and just what other people are doing, because it seems that they are making it successful. And then, yeah, I mean, I think you've got to have some kind of a, you know, you need a brand personality, right? And so brand personality goes into your brand voice and the tone and your values, but it doesn't mean you have to be this like extrovert, outrageous sort of personality. It just means that you need to be unique to who you are. And I think we do miss out on that some, where people just feel like they have to be more buttoned up or so out there and like a caricature of themselves that they don't even sort of put themselves out there, because they're like, well, no one's going to be interested in me. And that's just not true. Because when you are authentic to who you are and you are real and you tell your stories and people can relate to you, they will enjoy hearing from you and hearing what you have to say.
Yeah, that's so true. And one of the things I've heard over and over and over again from whether it's somebody writing copy or doing branding or any type of marketing, it really is, you will attract the right people, but you're also going to repel people. And we have to be okay with that.
Absolutely. I mean, here's the thing is that like, and you know, everyone wants a lot of Instagram followers or a lot of people on their mailing list. But what you want are people who are engaged with you, who are going to buy from you or, you know, use your services or whatever it is that you're, you know, are selling. It's one thing to have your friends and family on there and they may not be your client and that's great. But if you have these other people that they, one, they're going to ruin your open rates. They're not going to open your emails. They're not going to engage with you on Instagram. They're not going to, they may join your Facebook group, but like, there's not going to be any comments or likes. It doesn't serve you at all to have people that aren't there to end up buying from you, that you're not going to be able to cultivate and nurture into like a stronger relationship. So, right. I think it's totally okay to sit there and say, yeah, if you want to unfollow me, like that's okay. We're not meant to be, it's just like a dating relationship, right? You don't like everyone that you go on a date with, you know, like it's a two-way street.
Right. I know. And I've always said in business, I'd rather even just 100 people or 100 clients who want to hear from me.
Yeah.
Want a relationship with me, you know, as a client, you know, customer, and want to do business, want to purchase something eventually, whether it is right away or eventually.
Yep.
Than a thousands or thousands of followers who really have no interest in ever doing business with you.
Right.
They may even be intrigued a little bit, but they're really not your ideal client.
Exactly. And like, you know, I serve up a lot of tips on my Instagram. And so I share a lot, not thinking that every single person that is listening to this is going to buy from me eventually, but maybe they will say to someone else, oh, I follow this great account. I get so many good tips out of it. And then maybe that person will end up buying from you. So,
Right. Yeah. It's not always the one person, but it's who do they know and who do they know? And if you stand out from the crowd, they remember you.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about that, Kristen. What tips do you have to help others authentically and stand out from the crowd, like we just said?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I do just think it is, you have to be, understand who you are, what you like. And, you know, when you're looking, thinking about your brand look, for instance, or your business name or whatever, like think about, you know, what you enjoy, what kind of clothes do you wear? What colors are you attracted to? What does your place look like? You know, like what kind of places do you frequent? Like try and bring in the stuff that you enjoy, because if you pick a color palette, for instance, that is not something that you normally are attracted to, like, but then you're in Canva designing these graphics every day for your brand, you're not, and you don't enjoy it. You don't love the colors. Like it just doesn't feel right. And it, that stuff comes across, especially, you know, on social media, when you do put yourself out there, you should put yourself out there for those that aren't. But if you sort of aren't loving it, you aren't going to want to show up. It will feel a little flat and like, I mean, I hear what this person's saying, but it just, this, she's not saying it with any kind of for excitement. So I'm not going to follow or listen. So I do just think like, you know, making sure that you are one, like, this goes back to just like how you're designing your business and what you're deciding to, you know, push out there and serve and create. And it needs to be something that you are excited about, because it just does come across. And then I think you really want to get clear on your content. And so I recommend everyone have, you know, a set of content pillars. And this is one of the mistakes that I see a lot of brands make, is that they just sort of cast like such a wide net of the stuff that they talk about. And so when someone is coming to your site or to your, you know, social media, they're like, okay, you know, I saw this one post about Instagram tips. This is great. I'm going to follow it. But then all of a sudden she's off here talking about, you know, I don't know, some, you know, a 5-post series about a travel that she went on. Well, that doesn't really relate to this marketing post. So I'm going to, you know, unfollow. And I think that when you're clear on your content pillars, and so I suggest that you have, you know, three main content pillars. This is probably 75% of your content. And it's the stuff that is really core to your brand and what the services you provide. And then two supporting pillars, which are the fun ways that you can sort of say, hey, this is also, this is how I show up. This is about me. This is something I'm passionate about. Maybe, you know, for me, one of my supporting content pillars is DC. I get to, you know, yesterday I posted about my favorite taco place because it was Cinco de Mayo when we were filming, we were recording this. And so I think you get to show your personality and stuff about you and your supporting pillars, but those main ones are where you get to really say, this is what my brand is about. And then you're sort of also narrowed in and say, okay, well, it's much easier to come up with content that is true to me, that I believe in, when you're not have like such an array of content topics.
Mm. Yeah, and I know I have been guilty of that one myself, because sometimes, and I definitely see this with clients I've worked with and other people I know, and like I said, and including myself, because sometimes we feel like, but we have so much information to share.
Yeah.
How do we do that? Like, just to stay focused, how do we stay clear on what we really believe in and not be feeling like, well, I want to post about this, but wait, I want to post about this, or wait, this is pretty cool, or I have to share this knowledge. Any tips for making sure that we stay in those three pillars like you shared?
Yeah, so I think one way to do this is storytelling. So you can have a story of like, hey, I was here, I was on this trip and it was amazing. But let me tell you about this lesson that I learned that comes back to one of my pillars, right? So you just want to make sure that your audience, because everything you do should be about your target audience. You know, like, this isn't about, this isn't self-serving. This is about how you will serve your audience. And so one, always knowing, okay, well, what do they want to hear? And may it could be, I want to tell this story. And then you just find that, you know, squiggle line to draw you back to the content pillar. And as long as you can tell a story in it that helps your people, your audience relate to you, but that they can also see themselves in it or why they see, find this valuable. I think when you think about what your audience needs or, you know, what you hope they need, else, you know, it will help you stay to that. I also think that sometimes when you have such a broad amount of categories that you could publish in, it's just, you'll sit there and you'll stare at your computer. And you're like, oh, what am I going to write about today? Right. It's like, I give the example in one of my resources. It's like, if I go to my bar, I have a pretty well stocked bar at home, and I just open up the cabinet and I'm like, okay, what am I going to drink? Like, there's just too much. Like, you know, I don't know which direction I'm going to go in. It's just too much. But if I go and I'm like, I'm going to have a summery gin cocktail, you know, then it's like, oh, okay, I've narrowed and I can probably come up with 10 different cocktails that I can make right then. And it's so much easier and so much faster. But if you just have this whole, like, I don't, you know, you can talk about anything, then you're not going to have clarity also in what you should be pushing out.
Mm, that's so true. Such good advice. Yeah. And like I said, I know I've been guilty of that, but I definitely see that done a lot. It's like, wait, what do you, you know, with some people that I follow, it's like, wait, are you about health? Are you about food?
Right.
Or are you about this? Like, what are you about? Like, what's your business? Like, it's so confusing.
Yes. And it's not, and again, you can have your different things that you talk about. It just, keep it narrow, right? Keep it to 3 to 5 different areas. And it will, by doing that, it does help you stay true to yourself, because you aren't trying to like pick at all of these different things that you feel like you should be talking about, when you know, okay, I really should only be talking about these three things because this is what I'm selling and this is what my audience wants to hear. Then it's like, oh, okay, well, now I'm confident in what I'm talking about. And then when you have that confidence, you are also, it helps you be more real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go back a little bit on that being authentic and how you took your DC and your, you know, your love of DC, your love of cocktails, and you made that your brand.
Yes.
I know a lot of times I tie in sailing is our thing. Oh, so exactly. I tie in, you know, integrating some of the sailing things. But I have to say, sometimes I question, it's like, but wait, what if my audience doesn't know anything about sailing? Like, how do you And I think that holds people back from really showing their true selves sometimes, because they're worried that people are going to think they're too much about that. Or again, what if somebody doesn't drink? Are they still going to relate to you? What if somebody has no idea about boating or sailing? Are they still going to relate to me? So speak to that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, so I would say, you know, how many people do you follow that you don't 100% relate to, right? I don't have kids. I don't plan on having kids, but there are a lot of, you know, moms that I follow that I still get a kick out of their kids' stories. So I think it's just understanding that it's not about necessarily, I have a client, a new client who showed, you know, she's been following me for a bit, and her email to me, you know, to inquire about working together was like, I don't drink, I hope that's okay. But like, I love following you. And it's like, yes, absolutely. I try and throw in some mocktails on occasion. But what it is that she enjoyed my tips, and that she'd help remember that, you know, oh, she's the cocktail person that gives the great marketing tip. So I do think that, yes, you can go a little too crazy into one theme. And when you do that, you may turn people off. But if you have a theme and it's woven throughout and you still are sure talking about yourself and telling the stories, then people are going to relate to you in some way, or they're going to aspire to relate to you, or they're going to be like, oh, I don't relate at all. And I think it's kind of weird, but maybe it's kind of weird in a good way. And so I'm going to keep following. So I just, you know, Yeah, I think there could be a danger into going so deep into one theme that those people, you know, if you went all in on sailing and you use terms that people don't understand, and, you know, it was just every day with sailing, 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 then yeah, maybe you only are going to get people who are really interested in sailing. But if you throw it in and out, then it's like, oh, I wonder, you know, when Sherry's going on her sailboat, and, you know, like, that's really cool that she does that. Like, I, you know, my thing that I do on the weekends is I, you know, go camping and stuff, and she has her sailing. That's really cool. So I think it's just finding things to relate to.
Yeah. And I think it has to make sense. Like, you have to, like, weave it in so that, and you do that so beautifully with, like, the mixing, you know, the terms you use, it relates to the cocktail,
right?
But there's totally a point to it.
Right, exactly.
You know, I've never read any of your posts to think, oh, well, that didn't even make sense. Like, there's a point to it. So having make sure that there's a point to what you're putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some other either mistakes you see people make, or any other tips that you maybe share with your clients that you want to share with the audience on how to make sure they are, you know, getting their brand clear and speaking to the right audience?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, speaking to the right audience, you know, it is important to understand who you are targeting and what their motivations are, and what maybe their problems are that you can help solve. And once, you know, and again, like we said before, it's okay to have a narrow audience. It is also okay to have a fairly broad audience and say, you know, I help new and young entrepreneurs, and my clients right now range very broadly in sort of the fields that they are in. But because they're sort of like still figuring out their marketing strategy, like, that's where I fit in. And so I can still help them. So I think you don't have to be like, okay, I only help entrepreneurs who are, you know, 35 to 40 in this area, and only, you know, are career coaches. So you can have a broader net, but understanding their pain points, how you can help them, and really just talking to them, right? And saying, like, here's some ways to solve some of the pain points I believe that you have, once you sort of figure out who you're targeting. I think that really helps get you clear. And, you know, when I look to follow someone, I am thinking, okay, what can I get out of this, right? Am I going to be entertained? Am I going to get tips from it? Am I going to just look at pretty pictures? Like, what is it that I'm going to get out of this? And if I'm not going to get sort of, you know, something that I need, then I'm not going to follow. I'm not going to sign up for the email list. I'm not going to eventually purchase. So I think you just really have to think about what your audience needs, what you would tell one of your clients in a personal session, just sort of, you know, translate that to a broader community online.
I love that just what you just said about what would you tell in a session? Now put it online. Like that was that right there. Kristen was like, oh, that makes it so easy when you think about it from that perspective that, you know, what would I be telling my client or what did I just say? A lot of times that's where I get my podcast thoughts from is having conversations with people. And then it becomes a podcast.
I mean, the other thing is sometimes it's, you know, because I focus on marketing and branding, sometimes it's like, I just figured out something for myself, right? I learned yesterday that my, you know, phone number on my website wasn't clickable. And so I like Googled and learned how to make it clickable. And like, now I'm like, oh, I can make that into an Instagram post. You know, like when I figure things out, then I'm like, oh yes, I just figured this out. I should write a blog post so other people can figure it out.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. One last question I have for you, and then if there's anything else you wanted to share, I know Instagram is your thing.
Yeah.
So what would you recommend for businesses? Like, how do we decide?
Yeah.
We want to show up best because we can't show up best and authentically on every platform.
Absolutely, you cannot.
Right. So how do we know which one's the best one for our to find our target audience? Any tips or advice on that?
Yeah, so I think it's two things, right? I think it's like, where would you show up best and where your target audience is. So if you are a business to business, you know, it may be that LinkedIn is really your best outlet. Now, I serve business to business, but LinkedIn is just not the best thing for me. These are, you know, I like to show up a little bit more real, show more behind the scenes, show my dog, you know, like, and so I just love Instagram for the visual aspect of it. And LinkedIn doesn't have that as much. LinkedIn is a lot more about connecting person to person and really networking differently than it is on Instagram. And I just love sort of more of the casualness of Instagram versus more of the professional of LinkedIn. Similarly, I am not, if you look at my Instagram posts, they tend to be a little long. I have a lot to share. I am not going to be great on Twitter. It could be that some of my audience is on Twitter, but I am like not short and witty. I think when I talk and, you know, I'm just having conversations with my husband or friends, like I can have those short, witty moments, but it's not something that I can do on the fly and on purpose, like on Twitter. So that's just not something for me. Similarly, like I am, like a Facebook group, I think is great for so many people when you're trying to build a community and you want people to connect with each other in that community. And if that's the purpose of your business is to maybe one day you want to create a mastermind or you want to create courses where people can sort of help each other, then I think a Facebook group is a great way to do that. And so, you know, you may focus a lot of energy on that. So, so much of it is about like what you're, where you feel you can show up as your authentic self, which I do think just is different, right? Like some people are just like amazing at TikTok and Reels and like that is all they should do because it's just gold. That is also not me and not for everyone. And so I think it's like where you can show up and be yourself and what do you enjoy also, like where are you drawn to when you're scrolling, watching TV? Like what social media channel are you on? Because that's the one that you're going to want to spend your most time on. And then for the most part, you can find your audience. You know, if you spend most of your time on LinkedIn personally, chances are you've created a business that also works on LinkedIn. It's just, you know, if you're true to yourself, right? Like if you're true to yourself and you are like very active on Twitter, you've probably created a business where a lot of your target audience is on Twitter because that happens to be where you are also.
Yeah, that's a good point. Just think about where you are because normally we are our ideal client.
Exactly. We really are.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes. Or at least have the same mindset as our ideal client. Very soon. Yeah. So great, great tips. Anything else that you would want to add, Kristen, as we kind of close down the episode today?
Yeah, I just think that there's so much out there about being authentic. And I think it makes people feel nervous that they have to be vulnerable all of the time. And I just don't think that's the case. I think that sprinkling in vulnerability and showing the good, the bad, and the ugly of your business is such a great thing for people to see. But that isn't right for everyone either. But if you can show occasionally some behind the scenes, show, you know, that the coffee spilled this morning or like whatever it is that's like feels like a lighter way to sort of show some vulnerability, then do that. But I think people get turned off by the word authentic because they just feel like, well, I don't know what that means, or I, you know, I don't want to have to share everything about my life the way some people do. And like, you don't just sprinkle in some stories, talk about, you know, your week or how it's working, you know, tell some client stories if you're able to. But I really think just like making things a little bit more accessible to where people can relate to you. So something that, you know, maybe not something you would tell your best friend, but maybe stuff you would share with a coworker or, you know, the Uber driver or something that where, you know, think about those type of stories and where you feel comfortable and your boundaries. But I promise that like within whatever boundaries, like you can still be authentic.
Yeah, good tips and good things. And for some people, what they tell the Uber driver, you still shouldn't share.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, maybe they feel that's too safe of a space.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to meet him again.
We all need boundaries. Yeah, yeah. There's boundaries. Like, again, I think it goes back to, does it serve a point?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Does it serve a point? Yes.
Yeah, because we don't want to share all the... you know, it's not about being authentic. Like you said, it's not necessarily about sharing all your dirty laundry.
No, right.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah. And some people think that it is that, and it's not.
No. And even vulnerable, I have a hard time with that word too, because that's not who I am authentically. I am not a vulnerable. I'm an open book in many ways, but I guess I'm almost Pollyannish.
Yeah.
I don't want to focus on what's going wrong.
Right.
So I don't talk about it. It's not that I'm hiding it or anything like that. It's like, I'm very real about it. And I know that there's stuff, but it's like, we're going to talk about the possibilities that lie ahead, not the problems right now.
Right.
And that's what I choose to focus on. So that's being my authentic self. If I started going on and sharing all this other stuff, all my friends would be like, what's happening? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just being who you are.
Exactly.
And showing the best. But yeah, like I said, the coffee spill, those kind of the real moments, I ran late, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
The recording, I went to record a podcast and forgot to hit record. You know that.
I know.
Those things that happen.
Right.
That is real and relatable.
Mm-hmm.
So where can people find you?
Yes.
We already kind of talked about that. And I know you have something fun to give the audience as well.
I do. Yeah. So certainly follow me on Instagram. It's at District Brand Bar. Shoot me a DM and let me know, you know, that you heard me on this podcast and we can talk about how you can be authentic. And then I have a new resource, the 5 marketing mistakes that new and young brands make and how to fix them. So I walk through things that I've seen that, you know, as you sort of build a brand, you just sort of miss off the bat and then you're having to backtrack and it's easier to just start at the beginning. So figuring out your content pillars is one of them and how to get people onto your email list right away or how to, you know, target your audience. And so it's one of those resources. It is a freebie, but I'm not just listing it out. I'm giving you actual concrete steps on how to fix it and they're quick and easy ones. Yeah, so you can get that on my website at districtbrandbar.com or in the link in my Instagram bio.
That sounds great. And I will definitely have all of that in the show notes, but definitely head over to Instagram, follow Kristen on the District Brand Bar, whether you're looking for great cocktail recipes
yes, or not.
Some marketing tip. She has them both done very well.
Thank you.
And one of these days, Kristen, we will be meeting when I'm down in Baltimore. Hanging out.
I would love that.
We will have to meet up someplace. And
absolutely.
Together. For sure.
Yes.
All right. Thanks again for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, friends, real quick before you go, if you found value in today's episode, can you do me a huge favor? Hit the subscribe button and leave a review. And then let's connect on Instagram. Just look for Sherry Miter. Feel free to DM me and let me know what you enjoyed most about today's show. And last, but probably the most important, head over to my website at unchartedentrepreneurs.com to schedule your free discovery call. Or if you know you need a business coach to help you work on some new strategies to scale your business, then I'd invite you to grab a vision strategy session. In 90 minutes, you'll have a clearer vision and action steps to get you headed in the right direction. Mention this podcast to receive a discount on your first session.